The Director of Crops, Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Santi Krobia, has advised farmers to properly follow guidelines in applying chemicals to combat the armyworms. This follows complaints that the chemicals are ineffective. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Santi urged farmers who are facing challenges to contact the extension offices for assistance. He said the farmers need to spray their farms 3 times in 2 weeks, and the ministry is ensuring that the chemicals are available in the districts to contain the situation.
Currently, what we have done is to make sure that the district has enough chemicals to give to farmers to do spraying. So even the northern parts of the country, where planting has not started, we have sent chemical stocks to all the districts to make sure that they have chemicals on hand. There is a challenge with the current fall armyworm, and based on that, we are educating farmers to also assist us. What is happening is, if the worm is very young, they easily die with one spraying of chemical. If they mature before you spray them, the first one may not work. So we are giving chemicals to the farmers so that they do 3 sprayings within 2 weeks. We do the first spraying, that chemical is different. The next spraying, we give them a different type of chemical. Then the third spraying, we give them a different type of chemical. So every field where there is infestation, the farmers are to do 3 quick sprayings. The fall armyworm, it's a different type of armyworm, and because of that, its control is a little bit of a challenge. So we know that the 3 different types of chemicals definitely let you be able to bring them down. Secondly, not that at times the chemicals do not work. When you spray and kill the one there now, within 4 or 5 days, you have to visit the farm again, because the insect that is spreading the armyworm is a butterfly. The butterfly lays eggs, and the eggs hatches into the armyworm. So when you kill this one, it may be that the butterfly is around, because they fly, so we are not able to get them and spray them. So the farmer, after spraying, you don't have to go and sleep that, oh, I've sprayed, I've killed them all. You still have to go back and be inspecting, so that as you inspect and you see more, then you go for more chemicals and you do the control. So there have been real occurrence where farmers are complain that maybe we spray, they didn't die. When you spray and kill, still you have to inspect, because there can be reinfestation, so that you continually control.
And we understand there was a plan to have agri extension officers assist the farmers in this exercise.
Right.
Are they assisting them?
Yeah, what is happening, not that we don't have extension officers on ground. We already have over 2,000 extension officers in the country who are assisting the farmers, working with them, directing them, and helping them apply the chemicals. Only that we need more numbers. That is why we are working with YEA, Youth and Employment Agency, to recruit additional ones. Those ones have also been posted to go and support those existing ones on the field. So they are really on the field assisting them. It's the extension officers who are liaising with the farmers directly. The farmers report to them, they collect chemicals and give it to them. So they are assisting them.
So what would you say to farmers who are still complaining that the chemical isn't working?
Those farmers should quickly contact their extension officers, and then the extension officers will give them the guidance, as I've been explaining, report so that the officers go to the ground and see what they can do to assist so that we control them completely.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the National Farmers and Fishermen Association, Davies Kabo, has asked farmers to report early any sign of any armyworm invasion to the authorities. He appealed to the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to liaise with farmers-based organizations to fight the worms. Mr. Kabo said the attack by the armyworms could affect a planting for food and jobs program if it continues.
The fall armyworm is here with us, and we need to deal with it. And for the past days, I know the ministry for sure sent some chemicals around for people to spray. And we also have feedback that the farmers are saying it's not working. I personally have not gone on the phone to ascertain the problem. The issue of the current chemicals brought in by the ministry, which the farmers are saying is not working. So for me now, I'll say speculation. But then again, I think once farmers are saying something, we need to quickly follow up. What I think we should do is we should have 3 issues here. I mean, ways of combating it. 2 issues. We need to have the strategic control and also the crop control. The strategic control, where we aims at preventing the spread of the armyworm outbreak from one region to the other, and is directed against primary outbreaks, which are critical. The objective of this is to kill as many armyworms as possible on crops and pass it before it migrates. And this one, it means the largest and the densest outbreak are attacked first with insecticides, mainly systemic pyrethroids. So these are the things I think we do. We should also look at the crop protection, where we use a strategy to against secondary outbreak by locating and killing the early insect larvae, ensure proper weed control program as well. You see, once you do most of these things, then I think we'll be on course. I think that the recommended insecticide should be the ones with these active ingredients, the diazole, the acetamiprate, then the bifenthrin, the benzoate as well. I mean, these ones will be able to combat it effectively. So as a country, we should take a second look at it and have a holistic view towards it by spraying the dense affected areas first whilst we move on to the other side. I'm also employing all the farmers to report anything to the agri-extension officers. By doing so, it will help minimize it. And the farmers, the only way they can do that is to start counting their various farms. This one, they shouldn't look at the threshold being high for the report. Anything they see, I mean, they should be able to report. I think that the farmer-based organizations are needed. The ministry should be able to work with the farmer-based organizations because they have the numbers. They are able to control their farmers to be able to do the right thing.
But do you think this will affect the planting for food and jobs policy? Is that under threat with this invasion of fall army worms?
Yes and no. Yes, because, like I said, the army worm is here with us. And they spread like wildfire, you understand me? And they destroy a lot. The destruction you can't just talk about. And no, because if we become proactive, then we can, combat as many as we can. Once we reduce the population, then it means we'll be there by getting rid of them. And in that case, this will be the planting for food and job. It will really affect it. But if we remain the way we are combating it now, then that one, they are going to differ. That, look, the planting for food and job is really under serious threat.